Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
Turf War 2200 by Matthew Sanborn Smith, with music by Fog Machine, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. No, in fact, it wasn't illegal to trim your lawn, as long as you stored carbon on site in payment. Not exactly a carbon sink in my case, more of a carbon birdbath, 10 meters tall and growing. Yeah, it might have been an eyesore. It might have been a danger. But if I didn't build up, I'd have to build out. Then it was goodbye to the entirety of the precious 4 meter by 4 meter lawn allocation for which I'd paid so dearly. Besides, I was doing a solid for the birds. Up high was where they already were. My sweet-ass labor neighbor Bruiser, on the other hand, was no regrets breaking the law. First, by not storing carbon. Second, by trimming with a black market lawn burner. And third, by attacking me with that same black market lawn burner, or black market Bob burner now, held high over his head. But this was all pretense. Just the latest spat in a long, long, spatty line. Murderous was how we argued. Even our loving was rough. But I had extra hurt his feelings when I explained the law wouldn't let me plant my baby into him. It was all this folderol about crossbreeding making it more difficult for our poor little government to categorize us. If only I could have told him without a hint of a smile on my Michelangic walnut face. That genius dumb machine in his paws was built to quick dry all but the lower 2 inches of the lawn while harvesting it for its own fuel. Environmentally responsible? No. But efficient? Also, no. Just mean-spirited yard cuttery. Hang on, I'll get to it. So, maybe I overtended and overextended my little patch of lawn by a few centimeters, sullying his refined Kentucky blue with my barroom brawler Bermuda grass. But with every kite-flying breeze, the neighborhood grasses were fraternizing with one another's lawns in the naughtiest of ways, anywho. The dirty sods. That I'd committed some purity-defiling matchmaking was just an excuse to take out his frustration on me. Besides, I was smaller, I was faster, and my weed ripper had the reach on him. As he was shirtless, I rammed the end of the weed ripper into his left armpit. 700 grasping silicon mouths darted forth. They ripped their sucking lips around his individual pit hairs, then yanked back, uprooting them until the rippers, once coral pink kissers, ran red with his blood. He dropped his burner soon and screamed even sooner. I was 80% man, 20% computational liquid. Not only did that enable me to do my pluses super fast, it also made me pleasingly flexible. Bruiser was a genetically squeegeed man marsupial, also known as a down underwear. Our love was legal, whether our underwear was up or down, but our potential offspring wasn't. In comparison to that possible penalty, our dalliances of this afternoon were merely misdemeanors. Two established oddballs bouncing even odder, ballier babies upon our leg joints, was an outright felony. Bruiser was as crushed as I was relieved. He'd been deep into pre-grieving, so I didn't really let it bother me that my mountain of man-meat wanted to insta-dry my face. The fight might have continued through the use of a variety of landscaping implements, but two tries in, both our lawns rose up to meet us. Tall as my man, with verdant tips, curling like 1,000 or 2 claws. Our visitor was terrifying even before its mouth of grainy teeth began to form. Told you these grasses were mixed, whether or not Bruiser approved. As I know, Bob, the cybernetic Earthgrass expedition of 2180 had loaded the Great Space Meadow with its most capable astroturfs and shipped the whole lot out to the edge of Jupiter to seek out new blades and new vegetation under the crusty skin of those icy Jovian moons. What they found were extraterrestrial seaweeds that were lonely for some interplanetary getting it on. In their dark and slippery language, those aliens seductively waved, "Europa needs earth grass." It was love at first contact. The two bonded and formed Pau sapiens, the scariest cyber alien plant life known to suburban kind. And here it lay beneath our feet, until shooting up to stare us in our dumbfounded faces, about to turn us into its own fertilizer. Though I beat it to it when I dropped my own. Our eye-level lawns shouted in stereo, "Let my people grow." Well, the enemy of my enemy is my hookup, right? Luckily for me, I had my small 6-liter smoker full of weed strapped to my back. Many an uptight lawn's drug of choice. A few puffs, and your crabbiest grass relaxes to allow the smooth passage of lawn combs. It's for those who prefer a shorter, stylish lawn without all the death. I like to do a Marshall wave, Billy Dove spit curl at the mailbox. I blew a thick fog of that penetrating smoke right up our visitor's nose bushes. It gaped at us for 2/10 a moment, then said, "Whoa." With that, it fell back down to bask in the country sun lamp high overhead. Fast-acting stuff, right? It didn't hurt that Pau sapiens had a brain distributed throughout its bodies. Bruiser retrieved his burner to put the homeland invader out of its ecstasy, but I landed a hand on his furry bowling ball shoulder. That's a protected species, honey. Torching it's not murder, but it is kind of dismemberment. You do that, and you're going up the river of grass for a long time. "Don't care," he said with a voice like boulders rubbing up on bedrock. "Fuck everyone who gets to bump chromosomes when we don't." He fired up his burner. There was soap in these eyes, and my throat hugged itself. None of that for poor Pau, though. I lay my fingers over my man's trigger hand and squeezed right along. He wasn't going anywhere without me. Maybe if we could travel out past the asteroid belt and birth our little Hukampo-Roo out there like it was some certain recently deceased son of a grain, we'd be able to family like it had. Shit system. We both went to prison, of course. I hadn't even needed to participate in the burning. They got me for second-degree forced gaseous cannibalism on a superior species. Forcing grass to smoke itself was apparently reprehensible. But if you asked me, it should have thanked me. I'm the one who anesthetized it before the Zorch. And here Bruiser and I were, beautifying the lawn of the Texas State Auto Correctional Institute, as we had more experience at it than most. While we toiled proudly at our prison yard work, our fellow inmates scaled the ever-growing 200-meter carbon birdbath, hoping to escape by passing felon-friendly helicopter. The guards made a game of it, scraping them off with a 20-ton mood crane poorly maneuvered by their unresolved emotional issues. Now me? I was sure I had it together enough to take hold of that big rig someday, smash the shit out of the base of yonder pterodactyl bath, and hop aboard as the Tower of Shower teetered-tottered far over the prison wall. Big Bruise and I were cut out for the fugitive life, if anyone was. But the tall grass beyond the perimeter made me a teensy bit nervous. As I was daydreaming, my dreamboat hopped on by, crew cutting our lawn mullet by pushing 1,000 tiny duct tape knives out in front of him, by way of the Clickatron Shiv-O-Matic. Crazy as it sounds, I don't mind prison so much as long as I got to spend it with that biggest of all galoots. He was my galootiest Maximus. "Bruisey, hey Bruise," I shouted till he stopped. "Huh?" I went to him, wrapped my arms around as much of his waist as I could reach. "You know, sweetie, I was thinking about that baby we've been wanting." "I've been wanting," he said. Well, okay. Up till now. I think I might be ready to be a daddy. I mean, I've got some time on my hands, all of a sudden. And what are they going to do to us if we have a baby now? Put us in extra prison? That last little conflagration back home wasn't just in our yards, you know. It was in my heart, too. I'm not leaving you for anything. Not prison, not death, not lawn maintenance. And what could be more me and you than our very own little us? What I'm trying to say is, let's smush some gametes. Old Bruiser was never much of a talker. He swept up my face in the drippiest of kisses. And hey, since I was there anyway. Ever since our half day in court, I've been more than a lot curious about the wonders of gaseous cannibalism. My liquor snaked down Bruiser's throat, numbing him just so. With a quick scoop of my melon baller tongue, I took his driver's side tonsil and looked forward to a little chronic inflammation later on. That night, we got high as state-funded carbon stores and made love under the star-shaped fluorescence. By the way, they could and did put us in extra prison. But that was okay too, because we were together. 3 months later, we watched the most adorable little Kangaputa girl make the grippy crawl from Bruzy's wombat womb up his fuzzy groin, while she calculated the bellboy's tip for when she settled into dear old daddy's paunchy pooch. Sure, we had two colds and a cot. We achieved our dream jobs on a field bigger than all outside. We slept peacefully without fear of green retaliation, encased in our ziplocked plastic walls. But she was the best thing we'd ever done. Dinosaur Personal Ads by Serena Dory, with music by Fall Precautions, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. Herbivore seeking herbivore. I walk the dinosaur. I'm a sweet-tempered leaf eater, endowed with a long, lean, long, beautiful, did I mention really long, neck? Turn-ons. Diplodocuses who can strip and swallow, especially leafy plants, and swallow trees whole. Turn-offs. Earthquakes, global warming, and nuclear winters. Triceratops searching for triceratops. I'm three times as horny as those boring stegosauruses. I need a submissive herbivore for 50 shades of dino-mite in the bedroom. Our safe word can be flothinosuchus. Big bottom dinosaur seeks love in the land before time. I'm a fertile female ready to lay some eggs. I'm not asking for a lot in a mate. I just want one who isn't gonna eat me and is currently unattached. Also, you should have a home away from volcanoes or be willing to relocate. Be healthy, not have any pets, enjoy grooming, but enjoy grooming me more. And like hatchlings. Most importantly, if an asteroid was going to hit the Earth in our lifetime, you should be willing to jump in front of me to save me or our young, even if it would be a futile effort. Not that an asteroid would hit the Earth, but there's a rumor going around that it could happen. And I'm just asking. Herbivore seeking carnivore. Some might say I'm old-fashioned, but really, I'm Triassic. I've been looking for love in all the wrong species. I thought it was time I tried something more adventurous. I'm ready to date a carnivore. Smokers and T-Rexes need not apply. Armor around my body, not around my heart. I like to live dangerously. I'm an ankylosaurus covered in bony plates that protect me from fast-talking predators who have tried to break my heart in the past. Do you hunger for what's underneath? Come a little closer and I'll show you what this beak can do. Hot lava can't keep us apart. I want to smell fresh meat on your breath. You want to smell pine on mine. Let's grow old and become fossil fuel together. Carnivore seeking carnivore. Friends first, extinction later. I'm looking for a kind, loving carnivore for friendship and companionship. My ideal date? Going on walks at sunset, cuddling under a starry sky, and hunting tender herbivores for a snack. I want a mate who enjoys deep discussions about the imminent annihilation of our species. It's a dinosaur-eat-dinosaur world. I'm the biggest carnivore around, known for my appetite. For all sweet, salty, carnivorous things, big or small. Forget those tyranno-puny-sauruses, and those wimpy, giganto-feeble-sauruses. Once you go Spinosaurus, you never go back. T-Rex for sex and a good time. I'm looking for a nasty girl to get Jurassic in bed. Feathers, scales, it doesn't matter. I'm game for anything. Just wait until you see what this tail can do. Megalodon looking for mega lover. It's hotter under the water when you got a giant shark for a lover. If you're my type, I'll consume you with desire. Also, you must love turtles. On a half shell. Carnivore seeking herbivore. Did you fall from the sky? Because you look like Archaeopteryx. We've all heard the cheesy pickup lines, usually from T-Rex players who just want to get some tail. Are you ready for a real carnivore who knows how to show an herbivore a good time? If so, call me. Cretaceous and proud. I'm tired of dinosaurs stuck in the Triassic age. Let's throw traditions to the wind with an interspecies romance. I want a modern reptile. I'll take a Sarcosuchus or a Deinosuchus anytime. No tusks, no spikes, I want skin. Tender, juicy, delicious skin. Beauty is only scale deep. Do you find sharp claws and even sharper beaks attractive? I'm a gentle herbivore trapped in a carnivorous body. I look forward to eating you. I mean, meeting you. Carnal encounters. Dino-sore. I'm gonna make you dino-sore all night long. We can knock claws at the no-scale party. Get a piece of this tail. Rawr, baby. I like big dinosaurs and I cannot lie. I've got big tusks and I know how to use them. All night, every night. Or until one of us eats each other. Anytime. Hot lava is red, the boiling ocean is blue. Soon we'll all be dead, so we might as well screw. Seeking couples into kinky threesome for infinity and beyond. By now, you've probably heard rumors about the crazy dino who built a spaceship. He's only bringing kinky couples with him when he leaves the planet. This bro wants a male and a female of every species, for procreation and pleasure. Can you believe it? He gave me 3 free tickets. I'm looking for 2 of a kind who want some interstellar fun and adventure between the sheets. In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Turf War 2200 by Matthew Sanborn Smith, with music by Fog Machine, and Dinosaur Personal Ads by Serena Dory, with music by Fall Precautions. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Come visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, or online at spacecowboybooks.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and visit us on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the show.